Welcome back to the Smart Growth Show, the one stop for entrepreneurs, business owners, CEOs, founders, and maybe even aspiring entrepreneurs, right? This is where we dissect, we talk about business, we talk about startups, you know, issues, challenges. We also talk about, you know, things that you need as nuggets for your business. My name is Michael Peter. I am a travel entrepreneur and a global business strategist. So welcome again to this amazing show. And today I'm having delectable, amazing fashionista, you know, in the room. So please, can we meet you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here. My name is Anebi Tabasi Inyang, but I'm commonly called Betty for short.
You're most welcome, Betty.
Yeah,
so thank you. If I'd ask, you know, people will say, oh, can we meet you? But
yeah,
if there is something that people would remember you for, what would it be?
It has to be class, simple and classy. Yeah.
Amazing. And what is the name of your brand?
Be Young Exclusive. Yeah.
And what inspired that name?
From my name, Betty and Inyang. So B for Betty and Inyang. And of course, from the famous fashion designer, what's her name now? Sorry, just keep my mind. The famous American designer. I can't remember her name now.
But that's fine.
Yeah, so her name was gotten from personal name.
A brand was gotten from a personal name. Nice.
So I wanted to do something similar. So Betty and Inyang.
Because I was expecting maybe something couture, maybe something fashion house. Or,
yeah, but that is common. Yeah,
that's common, right?
Yeah, so that's why the exclusive has to be.
Amazing. Know. So what inspired you to go into fashion? But what did you study at school, if I may ask?
Sociology. Yes.
What made you study sociology?
I'm a very inquisitive person. Mm. I love to know things. I love to, you know, create solution to problems. And that's what sociology is about. It's very wide. You get to know a lot of things,
right,
different areas of the society, what causes problems, challenges among humans, government, so trying to find solution to each of the chaos going on in the society. So we have different fields. We have sociology of medicine, elderly people. So it's just wide. So you have a bit of information about different sectors.
Right. So it feels as though you had a lot of passion for sociology.
Well, not from the very beginning. But as God will have it, you know, it began to align with, you know, what I was passionate about. Mm. So, yeah.
So how did you now get into fashion?
Fashion has always been my thing right from when I was young. You know, I've always loved creativity. I love handmade stuff, you know, things like hairdressing. I used to do a lot of creative things, but fashion was the one that just took, you know, the top of it. And I started, you know, growing and growing and growing, and then to where I am now.
Nice. So how long have you been in business for?
Like I said, I've been passionate about fashion for a long time.
Mm.
But once it gets to the business side of fashion, I would just say about maybe a year or two. Because what I've been doing previously, to be honest, I call it charity. You know, when you're too passionate about something, you're not even thinking profit. You just want to show what you're able to do. And you're not even thinking about the business, the sustainability. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So proper fashion business, I'll just say a year or two.
And what has the experience been so far for you?
It has been amazing. It has been tough too, because entrepreneurship in Lagos, Nigeria, has been
tough. It's not for the weak.
Learning not for the faint-hearted. Of course, learning how to price your products to scale, that's the major challenge, and just to stay in business. So I had to learn the business side of my passion.
So in, I mean, when it comes to business, pricing, you know, and all of those things, how do you How do you get your customers in the first place?
Mostly by referrals.
Okay.
Mostly by referrals. Because I won't say I do a lot of marketing. You know, that's a challenge for me. I won't say I do a lot of marketing. But as God will have it, most of my customers, they refer their friends, their family. So that's how I get my clients, most of my clients.
So, like, how many clients do you have now in your database?
I have 15 or more in total.
15 or more.
Yeah.
So you're still like at a very preliminary stage, you know. So customer client base, I mean, client base is still a major issue. You're just okay with that, or you want to expand?
Of course not. I want to expand.
So what solution does your fashion business solve?
Well, from the name exclusive, it means it's not something that, what I do is not something that is common. You know, I make my own a bit unique designs, not something you see every day.
Right.
And it's very distinct, very classy. Women that wear my design, they stand out. You see details in their wares, you know, and fit. So I'm very particular about fit and details. Yeah.
So from your customers,
whenever
they come to you to make dresses
and
they wear them, what review do they give?
Amazing reviews. First of all, my work is very neat, if I may say so myself. Mm-hmm. So they always commend the neat finishing, the fit, because some of them, I don't take their measurements physically.
Mm-hmm.
I do virtual consultations. So
okay.
When they eventually get their dress, there's little or no issue. So the fit is great, the neatness is on point, and then the detailing of the dress. So.
All right. Is your business registered?
Not yet.
Okay.
Just in the process. Like I said, I'm just becoming very, taking it very seriously.
Right, right. So, you said your major customers also are from referral.
Yeah.
And if you have like 15 customers, meaning that referrals, I mean, those customers should give you at least another 15.
Maybe not up to 15.
Okay.
But maybe like between 8 to 10.
So what do you need to do to increase that? What do you think you need to do?
I think for now, the challenge is getting proper structure in my business. Like I said, by the time I register the brand name, I start expanding. And then also space, business space is also a challenge for me because where I'm operating from now, I'm not able to get so much workers, you know, to work with me because of space. So if I'm able to expand, it means I'll be able to get more jobs because for now, I can't take more than my capacity.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you design only or you design and sew?
I design and sew.
You design and sew?
Yeah.
Do you at any point like get jobs that, you know, becomes really overwhelming for you?
Yes, I do. I do.
So how many orders do you get like in a month?
I get up to, and what happens is that some people, like one person can order for like 3 to 5 outfits.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so I can get up to between 20 to, you know, orders in a month.
Oh.
Yeah. So it means that I might not be able to do all.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually give them dates and I share the outfits. So I give them some and then later.
Sorry. And how much do you make?
It depends on the style, the design, the details, the fabric. So there's a lot, and the timing. Because there are some express jobs. If you bring a style or you want to make an outfit today and you need it in 2-3 days time, the price is different.
Mm.
Depends on the fabric, if it's Ankara, if it's lace, beaded, heavily beaded lace or George for traditional wedding, price is different. If it has a lot of detailing, embellishment, price is different. Mm. So there are a lot of things that come to play.
So for a business, you know, particularly for you that don't have a particular price to things, how do you measure your profits so when you do your pricing, how do you determine your profits from the pricing?
Yeah, I do the costing first, what I will need to make the outfit, and then I do like a markup, what I will need.
So your percentage of markup is like what?
It varies. It varies because like for people that make referrals, I give discounts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they won't pay up to normal price, and then of course for family and friends, you know, so it varies.
So does that affect your profit or it doesn't? So when you give this, does discount affect your profit?
It does. in some cases.
Okay, so I think that's one thing you need to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. Your discount should not affect your profit.
Okay.
So what it means is at least 15, so depending, you can say, oh, on anything I'm doing, my profit margin in percentage should be 20%, okay, or should be 30%, or should be 40%, or 50%. So no matter the amount you're calling for them, you know that this percentage is my profit. So if it is 10,000 naira, your profit should be 5,000.
Okay.
So that way, you're not afraid to price. You're not so, do you understand? You're not afraid to give them a price because from the price you're giving to them,
it's already covered.
You covered your profit. So if you're also going to give discount, your discount should not hit your profit.
Okay.
Except they are giving you more jobs. So I'm not going to give discount on you giving me one person. I'm going to give you discount on you giving me one person that wants to buy like 10 or 5.
I get.
And it doesn't still affect my profit. So if I give it to you at 10,000 and my profit is 5,000 and you're giving me 5 more, I can say, look, things have changed. You know, I did it for 10,000. It's now 12,000. But I'm going to do it for 10,000. I've given you discount without giving you discount. Do you understand this? I'm doing it for 12,000 area, but it's you. I don't even know. It's you. And, you know, I'm sure you must have told them 10,000. You know, so let's just do it at that 10,000. Because somebody just called me yesterday and wanted to do the same thing. I charged the person 15,000. Because if you go to the market now, things have changed. So I'm going to give back to you at 10,000. That way, everything still remains the same.
Yeah.
But of course, there are times you go to the market, truly. And the cost of material would have changed.
Definitely.
And that will affect your product. But in those times, you would have made enough, you know, to cover for whatever is going to happen to you. Right. So I think you need to put a percentage to your profit.
Okay.
Whatever you're pricing. And because it's not that you're doing ready to wear. Right,
yeah.
So there's no fixed, it's not fixed. So, because it's not fixed, you need to put a percentage as your markup every time. So, when you're charging, you're not thinking, oh, how much? Once you know the cost of material, double it, right? You double it, and you're good.
Yeah,
then what challenge do you have right now?
Oh, like I said, building the structure and then getting the space.
So, you say building the structure, what does that mean?
Like, it's still part of the business, you know, side of having a passion. Because, you know, registering my business, getting, what's it called? I don't know how to explain it, but just getting, like, proper, doing my professional logo and branding and all of that, So, just expanding.
What will it take you to do that?
I don't have a particular estimate now.
So because it's nothing.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
It does not cost you anything really. So get all those things done.
And I need the space too.
So you need the space to do what?
To expand.
No. You will need a space. But your demand will determine when you need the space.
Yeah.
Right? People are doing things from home right now. I mean, there's a lady on social media.
I work from home too.
There's a lot of social media. What she does is she's into birthday surprise, you know, all of those things, you know, gifts, box. That's what she does. But what you see on her page every time is you see her dancing. Right? And she works from home. No office. There's only that sells thrifts.
Okay.
I don't know if you see her videos. She sells thrifts on social media. What she does is sometimes she's cooking, sometimes she's dancing, sometimes, do you understand?
Yeah.
So, before you need space, you can outsource this thing to people.
Yeah.
Outsource it. You don't need a space because space will hold down your money.
I've actually tried outsourcing, but the cost
is high.
The cost is high because I'll have to reconsider it into what I'm charging.
So, and that's why, you see, that's why your so it's good. If your profit is in percentage, you know, you now know how much you're giving out to the person. So if you're supposed to do 10 outfits and you don't have the time to do 10 outfits, share the profit into two. You understand? Give 50% out to the person that's going to make the outfit, use the remaining 50%. Then you expand from there like that. So you don't have to, don't think about it as, oh, if I had done this all by myself, because you cannot do it all by yourself, right? And that's how you scale little by little. So once the demand is becoming really overwhelming, outsource, give a part of your profit out, and then also increase, learn how to increase your pricing. Learn how to increase it, because you work based on referral most of the time, it's difficult.
It's difficult.
So I'm giving them the price. And then when they come back to you, say, oh, this is it. So what you tell people, especially first customers, is I'm giving it to you at this price. This is not the real price. Because you're my first customer, I'm giving out this. But this is the exact rate. So if you're giving it to them again for 15,000, you're telling them this thing is 25,000. But because of, you know, how you came, I'm giving it to you. But this is not what I sell to my customers. So you can create something like first customer discount. Do you understand?
I do.
So if you say it's 40, it's 50. You say, but so press, they say, yes. There's something called first customer discounts that I give to my own customers. So that is why I'm giving it to you at this amount. So that way they are not coming to price you down again. Because they say, this house is too much. Why? It's too expensive. Can't I do this amount? But once you say, this is the amount for this outfit. But there's something I do that is called first customer
discount.
I'm going to give you this discount at this amount, and you do this. So once they are going to, whenever they're going to refer anybody to you, they know. Do you understand? That it's first customer discount. So it does not apply to the other things that they want to do or any other outfit that are coming to buy from you.
That's the first time.
Just the first time. So you can create that. And you also create like, because what you need more is more referral.
Yeah.
More referral for now. Once you have enough, then you can be asking for more customers. Right? More referrals because more referrals will give you more customers.
Yes.
So your referral is giving you like 1, 2, 3, 4. So like in the last 3 months, how many first time customers do you have?
Like four.
Four.
4 or 5, yeah.
4 or 5. And how many people have they brought back to you? For your business?
Maybe two.
Two? Oh, that's nice. Okay, so I'm going to be asking another question, and it will be, how do you advertise your business?
That's a very a very serious one. I don't know. It's not something to be proud of, but I don't really put a lot of effort in marketing because, like I said, I have referrals by God's grace. And so those ones keep me busy. So personally, I don't know, maybe because I'm learning because of my introvert nature. I'm not able to, you know, just walk up to people and just tell them, I'm a fashion designer. And also because of, like I said, I have limited capacity. So I don't want to do extreme marketing and then take a lot of orders I'm not able to fulfill. So that's where I am. So I just do little marketing with the few people that are already on ground.
Do you have social media?
I do.
How well is that? Because you don't post.
I'm not very active. I won't lie. I'm not very active.
But who are your customers, if I may ask? Who are your customers, your major customers?
My customers are business people and a few corporates, you know, women.
Corporate women and business people.
Women, yeah.
So meaning that you find them mostly on maybe Instagram and Facebook?
No, not really. Like I said, referrals, few on Instagram and mostly by referrals.
Okay, so this is what I want you to do.
Yeah.
When you get back home,
yeah,
all your customers, you have your numbers.
Yes, I do.
Reach out to them. Ask them, where are they most active? Instagram or Facebook?
The funny thing is that some of my customers, in fact, a lot of them, they are on Instagram, but they are quiet people. They are not people that post every time.
No, they don't have to post. There. They go there, but they visit there every time.
Yeah, they do.
That's the major thing. Once they go there, that is where they are. Because you can't go to the house and be looking for them.
Of course.
And so, because they also check their social medias, even though they don't post.
Of course.
Right? So that's where you find them. So do that. Get where they are most active, their best social media, and where they are most active. Document it. Then that will tell you where to find more of them.
I think it's Instagram.
is Instagram, because, and as I said, Instagram and probably Facebook, because
I'm not active on Facebook.
You're not active on Facebook, but you have to be active on Facebook because of your business. So you can just plug in your Instagram and your Facebook together. So once you make a post on Instagram, you know, directly goes to your Facebook. It doesn't cost anything to do that. So get somebody to help you design a logo, and that can change with time. You know, design something simple, put it on there. You have a name, register your name. You can do business name registration, which is not expensive at all. And in 24 to 48 hours, you get that, right? Once you do those two, then the process of making your materials for your client. So this is how it works. Do simple voiceover. Hi guys, I received an order today, you know, to make XY design content for this, for this client. And I'm just going to, I don't even know what to do. The material she's asking for is this, is that, you know. I'm going to the market to get the material. So as you're going to those places to get the material, do 10 seconds video, 5 seconds video to capture moments, right? And then if you know how to edit, it will be beautiful. And I advise, as a startup, learn how to do basic edits. Maybe with CapCut or with Canva. You get.
Yeah.
So go learn basic edits. Then you do your voiceover, lay your voiceover on it. And then when you finish the dress, you know, say, how did I do? Is this not beautiful? This and that. Do you understand? You create that for them. And customer review is very important. The day they wear the clothes, tell them that please, please, let me take a picture and let me send it.
Not all of them.
But you have to.
Some of them are very private. Even if they send me, they won't allow me to post it.
No, you can post. So you tell them you not post their face. How about that?
I've told them several times. So I always tell them that, okay, just can you send me a picture? And I understand if you don't want your face on social media, but I can cut up your face if you want.
No, tell them to take a picture from their neck down without their face. They'll be more comfortable with that compared to you, say, you blur their face because they're not, you know, sure, you will not post without, So just tell them that you don't have to put your face, you know, just your face downwards. That's all I need. So you have like a full story, right? So you can even post the first one and say, do you remember this particular clothes in my last video? This is it on my customer. Don't worry, the face is not showing. These are private people that I make clothes for. So if another private person is seeing that video, knows that, oh, there's confidentiality in this. Right, and then you begin to rise from there little by little. And send them text message. Thank you text message for patronizing you. And you love to do more business, you know, with them.
I always do that.
And roll out promos, right? You say, oh, from so time to so time, if you are ordering for X number of clothes, I'm going to give you like these discounts, right? Especially your returning customers. So you give them those discounts, you know, at different, you know, points in time. Relationship is very important because they're also private people.
Yeah.
Keep a very good relationship with them. Simple gift box, tiny something like a lettering, you know,
cards
and all of those things will make everything beautiful.
Yeah.
So I think that could make your business, you know,
get
to the next level.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for coming to this amazing show.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
This program is supported by ACT Foundation.